Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, May 18th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, and once again we come with a message that we hope will encourage you in your faithful walk with Christ. Today's message is titled, Keep Compelling, and it's based upon a scripture text, the words of our Lord, in Luke 14, verse 23.
Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled.
Yesterday we had an interesting missions presentation at our church. Transport for Christ is a ministry where volunteers recondition truck trailers and then reassemble them as mobile chapels. They are then placed at various truck stops along with chaplains around the country, in Canada, and in several other countries as well.
Our speaker was Chaplain Bunny, or he's really, his name is Dennis, but we only know him as Bunny. Chaplain Bunny O'Hare, who shared his testimony and told about his involvement with Transport for Christ ministry. He inspired the congregation with stories of truckers coming into the chapel to receive spiritual help and told of those whose marriages have been restored. A former trucker himself, now called to ministry, he fits right in and is known by many of the drivers. We recall him sharing once of how the driver's lounges at the truck stops are his fishing holes, recalling the words of Jesus to the disciples when he said, I will make you fishers of men.
Well, that may surprise some, but I drove a truck for a short time while in college, and Brooklyn Cheryl, Brooksine's dad, and she's actually named after him, was a truck driver, a lifelong truck driver. So we easily identify with the truck driver's way of life, although admittedly I never was an over-the-road driver. Ministry for Christ takes place in so many different ways. All over the world today, people who follow Jesus Christ are compelling others to also follow him. Some, like Chaplain Bunny O'Hare, are right out there in the highways. He, like all of us, finds that many are uninterested or reject his offer to help, but he's still out there faithfully plugging away. And it's the same for us, isn't it?
We once visited the beautiful village of Northfield, Massachusetts, the birthplace and burial grounds for D.L. Moody, who served as an evangelist for Christ during the 1800s. The last sermon that D.L. Moody preached was on November 23, 1899, in Kansas City, Missouri. His message was based on our daily text.
Though he was so physically weak, he could scarcely get up to the pulpit. He nevertheless passionately preached from his heart. The record indicates that evening some 50 souls turned to the Lord. He went home to be with Jesus the very next month. At his gravestone, Brooksine and I, with the steer alongside us, once rededicated our lives to God. Now, over 100 years after his death, we join those like him who are obeying the voice, the call of the Master.
What a call it is to obey. The highways and hedges represent the uttermost call of the gospel, elsewhere worded by Christ as the least of these. We all have highways and hedges around us, people who need the invitation to God's house. We are to compel them to come in. This speaks of the seriousness and persuasiveness we must have as we present the claims of our Lord. It also speaks of the life we are to live that others may be drawn to the Spirit's power, as he is evidenced in our lives. It was the driving force behind D.L. Moody's fervent evangelism and so many others.
Well, why is this so? And Jesus answers that question, that my house may be filled. This phrase powerfully speaks of the Father, heart of God. He wants his house full. Are we doing our part today? May Christ's call upon our lives be intensified through our burden for lost souls, and may we continue to compel.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for Jesus, who bore such a passion for lost humanity that he gave his all to be clothed in the garb of humanity so that he could identify with the physical weaknesses, spiritual temptations, and other frailties common to humankind. as we present the person of Jesus described in the Bible to those who are lost and dying in their sins. We give them a hope and light that leads them out of deepening despair to glorious transformation. We cannot make the choice for them, but we can give them opportunity as we obey the great commission Jesus gave before he ascended to heaven. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for writing and sharing that prayer with us today. May we truly make it our prayer and continue to faithfully compel as our Lord instructed us to do. Well, we are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Each weekday morning we post this message up on the site. This is the message we have posted and prepared for Monday, May 18th, 2009. We do have some photos of the mobile chapel, which was on our church properties yesterday, actually an old abandoned school across the road. We also have some other photos. We had kind of a busy weekend. We had a mother-daughter type banquet function at our church on Saturday night, and we have a number of photos that I took at that time. And then yesterday we had not only in church Bunny and his wife Peg O'Hare, but also our friends Kerwin and Doris High. Those that follow this postings regularly know that I often refer to Doris as excellent online photographer, and well, she took a lot of photos yesterday and created a blog post that really pictorially describes yesterday's service. If you're interested, there is a link directly to her current blog post from our site today if you're interested. We also have some suggested songs, and the one that we have primarily picked today is a great old Fanny Crosby hymn, "To God Be the Glory." I think Brooksine picked it yesterday because it has a line in it that states, "Our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see."
Well, actually, as we were singing it, and I was at the piano, I saw that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
See, I was thinking of music, and we closed the service with a song that says, "Make Me a Blessing," which has a line that says, "Out of the highways and byways of life." I guess I'm always trying to work with the theme. But those songs are up today as a links, as well as a couple of others related to the message or that we sang yesterday. We welcome you again to visit our site at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message prepared for Monday, May 18th, 2009. Well, keep compelling, keep sharing your faith with a needy world. Blessings.